Good morning.
I'll be reading from 1 Chronicles 16, but I ran across something this morning I thought was appropriate before the call of worship in the Psalms. I'll just read real quick. In Psalm 147:11, the Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, and those that hope in his mercy. Then in 148:14, he also exalteth the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him, praise ye the Lord. And then in 149:4, for the Lord taketh pleasure in his people, he will beautify the meek with salvation. I thought just what a great thing before we start worship. I'm going to start in 1 Chronicles 16 at verse 23. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that be not moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice in all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And say ye, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name, and glory in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel forever and ever. And all the people said, Amen, and praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time to come together and praise your Son. We thank you, Lord, and we need you. We're not worthy to praise him, but he is worthy of all praise. We ask that you lift up our praises today, that they may somehow bring a smile to your face. In Jesus' glorious name we pray. Amen.